This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Union Budget 2025-26 presented by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has received a positive response across various sectors, with businesses, industry experts, economists and the common people praising the government's proposals for tax relief to middle class, fostering innovation and promoting skills development. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI President Harshvardhan Agarwal said the budget proposals will re-energize the economy by lifting the sentiments of the middle class and nudging the private sector to advance its investment plans as demand improves across sectors. Common people also found the budget promising as it focuses on the middle class, employment, infrastructure, exports and tourism.
विपिन भाई पटेल बजट अच्छा है कुल मिला के 12 लाख का जो इनकम टैक्स इन्होंने मूव किया है वो अच्छी बात है आम पब्लिक के लिए और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर भी बढ़ेगा काम बढ़ेगा इससे कोई दिक्कत वाली बात नहीं।
मेरा नाम विवेक है। इस बार का बजट काफी प्रोमिनेंट लग रहा है और रिवाइज्ड इनकम टैक्स रेट की वजह से मिडिल क्लास को काफी फायदा मिलेगा और जिनके बच्चे मेडिकल में जाना चाहते हैं मेडिकल सीट्स बढ़ाने की बात हुई है तो उनको भी फायदा मिल सकता है।
The government has projected capital expenditure target of 11.21 lakh crore rupees in the union budget for the financial year 2025-26, reinforcing its commitment to infrastructure-driven growth. The government has allocated considerably budgetary allocation for defence and railways. A record 6 lakhs 81,000 crore rupees have been allocated in this union budget for defence, which is an increase of 9.53% from the current financial year. Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the capital expenditure for railways is huge, with a gross budgetary support of over 2.52 lakh crores. As campaigning for the Delhi Assembly elections comes to an end tomorrow, political parties are ramping up efforts to woo the voters. Election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and counting of votes will take place on 8th of this month. Top leaders are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to garner support for their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at RK Puram this afternoon. Party leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh will hold rallies at Rajinder Nagar, Chandni Chowk and Lakshmi Nagar. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah held multiple rallies in Delhi yesterday, while Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held a public meeting at Sadar Bazar. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal also addressed several public meetings. In Chhattisgarh, 8 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. According to the police, a joint team of security forces comprising the District Reserve Guard, Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF, its elite unit Commando Battalion for Resolute Action Cobra and Special Task Force launched an anti-Naxalite operation after receiving an intelligence input about the presence of Maoists in Ganglur area. US President Donald Trump has imposed tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada and China. President Trump signed 3 executive orders last night, issuing tariffs on the US top 3 trading partners. One executive order places 25% tariff on goods from Mexico, while another installs 25% tariff on goods from Canada and a 10% tariff on Canadian energy sources. A third executive order levies an additional 10% tariff on imports from China. Meanwhile, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said that her country will retaliate against tariffs imposed by US with its own set of tariffs and other countermeasures. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended greetings to the nation on the occasion of Basant Panchami and Saraswati Puja. In a message shared on social media, President Murmu wished that this joyous occasion, which is associated with education and knowledge, brings happiness, prosperity and wisdom to all citizens of the country. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi also extended greetings on the occasion. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, defending champions India will take on South Africa in a summit clash this afternoon in Malaysia. The match is scheduled to begin at 12 noon Indian Standard Time. And that's the end of this news bulletin.